Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something that can feel pretty tangled. Import tariffs, specifically for custom steel parts here in the U.S.
Yeah, it's a topic that trips a lot of people up. If you're in manufacturing or really any business using these kinds of materials, you know, tariffs can add up fast.
Exactly. So the goal for this deep dive is really to, you know, unravel that complexity a bit, make it clearer for you.
We're working directly from the information you sent over, the pasted text, to answer that core question. What is the tariff right now for custom steel parts? And maybe more importantly, what factors actually change that number?
Right. We want to give you the practical info you need to avoid those nasty surprises.
Hopefully clear things up.
Okay, let's dive in then. What's the big picture? The headline number we need to know right now for bringing custom steel parts into the U.S.?
Well, as of March 12, 2025, the main thing to know is there's a 25% import tariff, and that's on pretty much all steel products coming in.
All steel. So that definitely includes custom fabricated parts, too.
Oh, absolutely. No question. This all falls under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act from way back in 1962. The idea behind it is safeguarding U.S. industries. You know, national security.
25%. Wow. Okay, that's significant. Is that universally applied? Like, does it matter where the steel comes from?
According to the source material, yeah, it's broad. It hits imports from basically everywhere. China, the EU, Mexico.
All of them?
Yep, all of them. The text is clear. There are no general exemptions just based on the country of origin.
And the stated reason for that universality?
It's about protecting domestic steel producers, primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And also reducing reliance on foreign steel for national security purposes. That's the justification given.
Hmm. So a policy designed for protection, but I imagine it has ripple effects.
Oh, for sure. The text points this out directly. It means higher costs for U.S. businesses that need that imported steel.
Right.
It can mess with supply chains people have relied on for years. And, you know, the source mentions it's led to international reactions, too, like other countries putting on their own retaliatory tariffs. We're just noting what the source says about those impacts.
Okay, understood. So that's the general 25% baseline. But the text also mentions something about classification being really important. How does that work?
Ah, yes. That brings us to the Harmonized Tariff Schedule, the HTS. Think of it like a massive, detailed code book for every single product traded internationally.
A code book, okay.
Exactly. And the specific HTS code assigned to your particular custom steel part. That's what ultimately determines the tariff treatment. And since these are custom parts,
they might not fit neatly into a standard box.
Precisely. The way it's processed, its exact form.
Yeah.
It all matters for the code.
So things like welding or cutting, that specific manufacturing step plays a role in the classification.
Absolutely. The source mentions Chapter 73 in the HTS. That's generally for more basic steel forms.
Yeah.
But then there's this other code, HTS 9903.81.91, for what they call derivative products.
Derivative products. What does that mean exactly in this context?
Basically, steel that's been processed beyond just its raw or basic mill form. So yeah, like welding, cutting to shape, maybe forming it into a specific component.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. The text says even these processed derivative parts can still be subject to that original 25% tariff, depending on the steel content.
So just because value is added elsewhere doesn't automatically get it out from under that 25% steel tariff.
Not necessarily, no. A simple steel sheet might be one code, but if you take that sheet, cut it, weld it into, say, a custom bracket for a machine, that bracket could still face the 25% rate as a derivative product containing that steel.
Interesting. Okay. Now, the text did mention a potential exception, something about steel melted and poured in the U.S. Can you break that down?
Right. This is a very specific carve-out. It's not a broad thing. The idea is if your custom part is made using steel that was originally melted and poured right here in the United States and it meets some other specific processing criteria, then there's a possibility, just a possibility of getting a 0% tariff rate.
Ah, so it's all about the origin of the raw steel itself.
Exactly. But the source really stresses this. You have to be able to prove it. Prove that U.S. origin. Prove it meets the specific production requirements. It's about tracing it all the way back.
Got it. So not a simple loophole, more like a very specific condition. It really sounds like getting that HTS classification right is just paramount.
It's absolutely critical. There's no ambiguity there in the source material. It strongly advises consulting with customs brokers or trade compliance experts.
Makes sense.
Because trying to navigate the HTS codes yourself,
yeah,
it can be really tricky. And getting it wrong, that could mean serious financial penalties, unexpected costs. Mm. It's just not worth the risk.
Yeah, definitely seems like an area where professional help is warranted. Okay, so moving on. For anyone listening who's importing these custom parts, the really big question must be, are there any other ways out of this 25%? Any general exemptions, maybe special rates?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the source material is, well, pretty blunt on this point.
Okay.
Currently, there are NO general widespread exemptions available for custom steel parts from this 25% Section 232 tariff.
None at all.
Nope. The text explicitly states that the process they used to have for companies to apply for exclusions, that's been terminated. Right. Finished. So no new general exemptions are being handed out right now.
Wow. Okay. That's quite definitive. What about trade deals? Like, does the USMCA agreement with Canada and Mexico offer any kind of relief here?
That's another common question, but the answer, according to the source, is no. The 25% tariff applies regardless of the country of origin.
Even for USMCA partners?
Even for them. The only potential path to a lower rate, as we discussed, is that very specific melted and poured in the U.S. scenario, assuming you can meet all those strict conditions.
So for the vast majority of businesses importing custom steel parts, that 25% is just the cost of doing business right now.
It seems that way. Based on this information, it's a reality they need to factor in to their costs and planning.
And the text suggests this hits certain industries pretty hard, like automotive, construction.
Yeah, industries that rely heavily on these imported components really feel it. The lack of exemptions basically forces them into some tough spots.
What kinds of adaptations are they making based on what the source implies?
Well, businesses facing these costs might have to, you know, absorb them, which hurts margins, or they might pass the cost along to consumers, meaning higher prices for cars, buildings, whatever uses that steel.
Right.
Or they might start looking really hard for domestic suppliers if possible, or even try to redesign their products to use less steel, or maybe different materials altogether, though those materials might have their own tariff issues. It's complex.
It really sounds like it. Okay, let's try and make this super practical for our listeners. We've covered the rate, the classification importance, the lack of exemptions. If someone listening imports these specific parts, what are the concrete steps they need to take based on this source to figure out their specific tariff?
Okay, the source lays out a pretty clear sequence. Step one, the absolute foundation, is getting that harmonized tariff schedule code, the HTS code, correct for their specific part.
Find the right code first. Got it.
That's job one.
Yeah.
Because everything else flows from that code.
Okay, once they have the HTS code.
Then step two is to investigate. Does the steel used in their parts meet those really strict melted and poured U.S. origin requirements we talked about?
Check for that potential 0% exception.
Exactly. Can they get the documentation to prove it? If yes, great, that could lead to 0%. If no, or if they can't prove it, then they're likely looking at the standard rate associated with that HTS code, which under Section 232 is often that 25%.
And the final step recommended.
Don't go it alone, essentially. The text strongly advises consulting with experts, customs brokers, trade compliance specialists.
Because they know the system inside and out.
Precisely. They live and breathe HTS codes, customs rulings, origin documentation, all of it. Getting their help ensures accuracy, helps you navigate the complexities, especially with proving origin, if that's relevant. It prevents costly mistakes. The source sort of summarizes it. Hmm. Find the code, check the origin possibility, talk to an expert.
Okay, perfect. So let's quickly recap the main takeaways from our deep dive into this source material, the pasted text.
Oh, good.
First, there's currently a general 25% tariff on pretty much all imported steel. And yes, that includes your custom parts.
Right, Section 232.
Second, that HTS classification code is absolutely crucial. It dictates the specific treatment.
Did I stress that enough?
Third, right now, there are basically no general exemptions. The old exclusion process is gone.
Correct.
Fourth, the only potential way currently discussed in the source to get a 0% duty is that very specific melted and poured U.S. steel origin rule, and proving it is key.
A narrow path, but it exists.
And finally, getting that HTS code right and probably talking to a customs expert are essential steps for managing costs and just staying compliant.
That sums up the core information from the text quite well.
Hmm.
Understanding those pieces is really fundamental if you're importing these kinds of parts today.
Definitely. So it makes you think, doesn't it? As you our listener deal with all this beyond just steel tariffs. What other parts of global trade, things that might seem straightforward on the surface, actually have these hidden layers of complexity that can really impact businesses and ultimately what we all pay for things? Something to chew on.
Indeed. It's a complex world out there.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.